Welcome back to Laugh and Learn, everyone. Today we're diving into the wild world of cellular injury. You know, it's kind of like a bad breakup. Cells can get hurt in so many ways, and the aftermath can be messy.
Right on. And speaking of messes, did you know that our cells are tougher than they look? They can handle a surprising amount of stress before they throw in the towel. It's like that one friend who keeps saying they're fine while clearly needing a break.
Huh, exactly. And here's a fun fact. Did you know that a single human cell can survive without oxygen for about 30 minutes? That's longer than my last date lasted.
Oh, that's a classic. But seriously, it's incredible how resilient our cells can be. They've got some serious survival skills, even when faced with toxins or ischemia.
Totally. You know, it's like they're training for the Olympics of cellular survival. But let's not forget, when they do get injured, they can really throw a tantrum.
No kidding. You know, if cells had social media, they'd be posting dramatic updates about their injuries and how they're feeling, complete with hashtags like #cellularDrama.
Oh, I can picture it now. But in all seriousness, understanding how cells get damaged is key to figuring out how to help them heal. So let's get into the nitty-gritty of what goes wrong. All right, let's dive into what's actually going wrong when cells get injured. First up, we've got ischemia. It's like your cells are throwing a party, but suddenly the bouncer cuts off the drinks. No oxygen, no nutrients. The party's over and the cells start to panic.
Spot on. And when that happens, it's like watching a team lose their momentum. They're trying to function, but without that vital oxygen, they can't keep up. It's a total game changer.
No kidding. And let's not forget about toxins. Those little troublemakers can sneak in and wreak havoc. It's like inviting a rival team to your party. Suddenly, everything's a mess.
Exactly. Toxins can disrupt cellular processes, leading to all sorts of chaos. They might damage the cell membrane, mess with DNA, or even interfere with energy production. It's like throwing a wrench into a well-oiled machine.
Right. And, you know, stressors like heat and radiation can also play a role. Imagine your cells are athletes in a marathon, and suddenly the temperature spikes. They're struggling to keep pace, and that can lead to injury.
And speaking of injuries, let's not forget about inflammation. It's like the body's emergency response team showing up with sirens blaring. They're trying to help, but sometimes they can cause more damage than good.
True, inflammation can lead to swelling and pain, which can further compromise cellular function. So it's a delicate balance, too little response, and the cells suffer too much, and it's a whole other problem.
So to sum it up, whether it's ischemia, toxins, or stressors, our cells face a lot of challenges. Understanding these mechanisms is key to figuring out how to help them bounce back.
Not textbook, but technically not wrong.
So how does the body react when cells start to go haywire? It's like a well-coordinated emergency response team. First up, we have inflammation. It's the body's way of calling in reinforcements. Think of it as sending out an SOS to help fix the damage.
Right on. It's like the body's version of a fire drill. You've got increased blood flow, swelling, and all those immune cells rushing to the scene. It's a bit chaotic, but it's necessary to get things back on track.
No kidding. But here's the kicker. While inflammation is essential, it can also be a double-edged sword. Sometimes it can cause more harm than good. It's like trying to put out a fire with gasoline. Things can get out of hand.
Exactly. And during this process, you might see symptoms like redness, heat, and pain. It's like your body's way of saying, hey, something's not right here. And it's trying to get your attention.
Speaking of attention, let's talk about repair mechanisms. After the initial chaos, the body starts to clean up the mess. Cells begin to regenerate. And it's like a construction crew coming in to rebuild after a storm.
And don't forget about apoptosis. It's the body's way of saying time's up to damaged cells. It's like giving them a gentle nudge out the door before they cause more trouble.
Fair point. Apoptosis is crucial for maintaining balance. It's all about knowing when to let go of the damaged cells to make way for new healthy ones.
So, you know, to wrap it up, the body has this amazing ability to respond to cellular injury. It's a complex dance of inflammation, repair, and sometimes a little tough love.
Not textbook, but technically not wrong.
All right, let's talk about clinical clues and confusions. When it comes to cellular injury, the symptoms can be a bit tricky. For instance, inflammation can lead to redness and swelling, but those signs can also point to other conditions. It's like trying to identify a mystery novel's villain. There are plenty of suspects.
Fair point. Take chest pain, for example. It could be a heart issue, or it could be something as simple as heartburn. Talk about a plot twist. It's crucial to differentiate between these conditions to avoid misdiagnosis.
No kidding. And then there's the confusion with lab results. Elevated liver enzymes might suggest liver damage, but they could also be elevated due to muscle injury. It's like getting a pop quiz and realizing you studied the wrong material.
Exactly. That's why a thorough patient history is key. You need to dig deep. Ask about lifestyle, medications, and family history. It's like being a detective, piecing together clues to solve the case.
And don't forget about imaging. Sometimes a good old X-ray or MRI can reveal hidden injuries. It's like having a secret window into the body's drama. You never know what you might find.
Speaking of drama, let's not overlook the importance of symptoms that might seem unrelated. For instance, fatigue can be a sign of cellular injury, but it can also be linked to a million other things. It's like a red herring in a mystery novel.
Right. So the takeaway here is to keep an open mind. Each symptom is a piece of the puzzle, and we need to consider the whole picture to avoid getting lost in the details.
And that, my friends, is a highlight reel for your diagnostic skills.
So how do we actually find out what's going on with our cells when they're in distress? It all starts with diagnostics, which can feel like a medical detective story. First up, we have lab tests. Think of them as the bloodhounds of the medical world. They sniff out clues.
Right on. Blood tests can reveal a lot, like elevated enzyme levels indicating damage to specific organs. It's like getting a report card, but instead of grades, you get a list of what's not working so well.
No kidding. And then there's imaging. X-rays, MRIs, and CT scans are like the paparazzi of the medical field. They capture the drama unfolding inside our bodies. You never know what kind of scandalous secrets they might reveal.
Exactly. These images can show structural changes or abnormalities, helping us pinpoint the problem. It's like finding the hidden treasure map in a mystery novel. Once you have it, you can follow the clues to the solution.
And don't forget about biopsies. They're like the ultimate backstage pass. By taking a small sample of tissue, we can get a direct look at what's happening at the cellular level. It's the VIP treatment for our cells.
Speaking of VIPs, let's not overlook the importance of patient history. Sometimes the best clues come from what the patient tells us. It's like gathering intel before the big game. Every detail counts.
Fair point. So, when we combine lab tests, imaging, and patient history, we get a comprehensive picture. It's all about connecting the dots to uncover the mystery of cellular injury.
And that, my friends, is how we turn chaos into clarity in the world of cellular diagnostics.
All right, let's get weird. You know, cellular pathology isn't just about the serious stuff. There are some truly bizarre cases out there. For instance, have you heard about the guy who had a condition called Stone Man Syndrome? His body was turning muscle into bone. It's like a real-life superhero origin story gone wrong.
No kidding. That sounds like something straight out of a comic book. Imagine trying to play sports with that condition. Every tackle could turn into a game of who can break the other's bones first.
Speaking of weird, let's talk about the phenomenon of autobrewery syndrome. Some people can actually ferment alcohol in their own guts. It's like having a personal brewery just without the fun of a night out.
Right? It's fascinating and a little alarming at the same time. Imagine going to a doctor for fatigue and finding out you've been getting tipsy from your own digestive process.
And how about those cases of foreign accent syndrome? People wake up from a stroke speaking with a completely different accent. It's like your brain decides to take a vacation and comes back with a new voice.
That's wild. I can just picture someone from Ohio suddenly sounding like they're from the UK. Talk about a conversation starter. Oh, this? I just had a stroke and now I'm British.
Fair point. These cases remind us that our bodies can sometimes behave in the most unexpected ways. It's a testament to how complex and mysterious human biology really is.
So, the takeaway here is that while cellular injury can be serious, there's a whole world of strange and fascinating phenomena out there. Keep your eyes open. You never know what you might discover.
So, as we wrap up today's episode, let's share our favorite takeaways. I have to say, the resilience of cells really struck me. They can endure so much stress and still bounce back, kind of like a rubber band. It's a reminder of how adaptable our bodies can be.
Spot on. I love the discussion about inflammation. It's fascinating how it can be both a hero and a villain in the healing process. It's like that friend who shows up to help, but ends up making things a bit messier.
No kidding. My favorite moment was definitely the weird cases we talked about. Who knew that people could ferment alcohol in their own guts? It's like having a party in your stomach without even trying.
Right? It's a wild world out there in pathology, and it reinforces the idea that we need to keep an open mind when diagnosing and treating.
Absolutely. Each case is unique, and understanding the quirks of cellular injury can lead to better outcomes. It's all about piecing together the puzzle.
And remember, folks, just because it's not textbook doesn't mean it's wrong. Sometimes the most unusual cases teach us the most valuable lessons.
So true. Let's keep exploring the unexpected in medicine. It's what makes this field so exciting. So, as we bring this episode to a close, let's recap what we've learned about cellular injury. We've explored how cells can be damaged by ischemia, toxins, and other stressors. It's a wild ride through the microscopic world, isn't it?
Right on. We've seen how the body reacts with inflammation and repair processes, which can be both heroic and a bit chaotic. It's like watching a sports team scramble to recover after a tough play.
No kidding. And those clinical clues we discussed, they're essential for figuring out what's really going on. It's like being a detective in a medical mystery. Every detail counts.
Exactly. Plus, we had some fun with those weird cases. Who knew the human body could be so unpredictable? It's a reminder that medicine is full of surprises.
And let's not forget the importance of diagnostics. Whether it's lab tests or imaging, they're our best tools for uncovering the truth behind cellular injury.
So true. It's all about connecting the dots and piecing together the puzzle. Remember, folks, just because something isn't textbook doesn't mean it's not valid.